Pete Blasine is on the line. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Pete, the Samsung Galaxy S3. Now, you've had a good look at this. Is this a smartphone?
It's a very smartphone, and
really?
In fact, this is the first smartphone that I think has gone head to head with the iPhone and probably beaten it.
Wait, hang on. I think I've got a sound effect for that. Wait. hang on. Here it is. Yeah, it's probably a little bit melodramatic, wasn't it?
it is, but with three versions under their belt, with two versions under their belt, mm-hmm. The Galaxy or three Galaxy S, the Galaxy S1, and the S2, gradually with each upgrade, the phone has just been getting better and better.
Mm.
It looks to me like it's using the same or a similar. I won't say the same. A similar retina display that the iPhone uses.
Sure.
And it's been interesting. There's a lot of people that I speak to that are keen to, they've had an iPhone and now they want to move across to the Android, side of the fence, if you like. And they're really hanging out for this phone, and it looks really good. So. I think, in a way, this will help Apple lift their game.
Exactly. When there's always competition, when there is competition, a major competition, you generally do tend to lift. It's like when you're playing footy, and I guess for a bad analogy, if you're playing a bad football team, you tend to play as well as that bad football team. So it'll be interesting to see how the smartphone technology lifts over the next few years. But what I'm really keen to find out about, Pete, and now you've been inside and out of Telstra more times than I guess anybody else would care to imagine. They've now, Australia's biggest telephone company, Telstra, they want to become the biggest music seller by live streaming up to 15 million tunes to our smartphones. Is this right?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And not only that, what's really unusual about this is that in a moment of industry-wide collaboration, they're going to make it available also to those people that are signed up via Optus or Vodafone.
Oh, wow.
So essentially what they're saying, so if you buy something with on the iTunes store, then you're actually stuck within the Apple ecosystem.
Mm.
And while you've bought it, you can't take it out. The idea with this is you've got a music library of 15 million tracks, and it's an all-you-can-eat, $5 per month for a PC, $10 a month for a mobile device. And as long as you can access the internet, you've got a music library that's virtually second to none.
Well, that is incredible, and this is big news for Telstra, and particularly the big, I guess, direct attack on the Apple iTunes market, really, isn't
it? Well, yeah, it is in many ways, and it's part of the part of what we're seeing, the evolution of the telcos to become content providers. They've got to reinvent themselves. It's not just about getting a data contract from you. It's now about services that are being offered, and in a lot of ways, people don't actually want to own their music. They want to be able to stream it. And if you think about it, some of the classic examples, the ABC's iView, for example, has worked tremendously well and has become a world leader in catch-up TV.
Mm. It certainly is amazing, and I'm looking forward to finding out exactly how MOG takes on iTunes in the coming weeks. Pete Blasina, I'll let you, swivel your chair, get back to the office, and we'll catch up again next week.
You bet. Thanks, Adam.
Good stuff.
Speak to you soon.
Pete Blasina, the Gadget Guy, right here at 2ST.